Buddy, how do you assess that game?
It's tough. You never like to lose a one-goal game or a five-goal game. It's never fun. I think we're okay. We were in that game the whole time, and then just a couple of late at the end there, just a little deflating. But I think the team's okay. We're in the game. We're playing well. We were right there with shots. I think we had enough chances early on in the game that a couple go in early in our way. We're winning 2-0 after the first. So I think hats off to Philly. He's been playing great for us, and I think we just need to give him a little bit more support, and then we're going to be okay going down the line here.
You know, you guys have been such a good team on the road, and at home, it just, I don't know what it is of late. You know, you've been shut out, I think, 11 of your last 12 periods here in Winnipeg. So what do you think it is that can attribute to that?
I think we just have to find it as a team here, and it's different playing at home. You have the last change, and I think we just have to take it upon ourselves to go out there, and each guy's just got to win every shift. That's what you have to do, whoever you're going out against. And it's just about winning your individual battles, and every shift is just going to be play like your last. And if we do that, they're going to build up, and we're going to come out with a few wins here.
You know, one thing I talked to Pascal about the last game was just how the last game, again, the 1-0 game, really did have a playoff feel. And you know, you have a lot of playoff experience. So is that kind of what you're expecting with this team, especially as the games get tighter?
Absolutely. It's a 1-0 game yesterday. Today was a little bit more, but we're in that game yesterday. It could have been 1-0 us, could have been 2-1 at any moment, and that's just positive at this point. It's the dog days of the season here. You're playing every other day. You're traveling a lot, and it's just going to be about taking care of the bodies, and I'm excited for our team. We're in every game. This is a good team that we're playing. They won the championship last year, and they did it for a reason. So they know how to play. They're going to come out firing every day, and we're still in first place, so we have a target on our back. We're just going to come out, weather the storm here, and like I said, we're okay. We're in every game, and I'm not worried at all.
This is a big, long homestand, but you're playing teams that are all divisional teams, so teams you know. Is that make it a little bit easier that you've done some scouting on these teams going into these games, so Milwaukee's next?
Yeah, for sure. We know the teams. We're familiar with the matchups, and we know that we're able to beat them. We've beat these teams all year, and nothing's going to change here moving forward. You're going to come back for a good day of work tomorrow at practice and get ready for the game against Milwaukee.
And the last one, just as the season wears on, part of it is the rotation of lines and working new players into new positions. However, third period, you ended up back with Mike and Mason again and found a little bit of jump in that. Is that something you can use as the season goes on or even look back to later?
Yeah, for sure. You go back, and if things aren't working early in the period, coaches make decisions, and that's why they're there. They're giving us a little guidance here and just trying to mix and match. We can get a little jump if guys are going on one line or others, and you just try and mix guys up. But I like playing with those guys. We've played well in the past together, so if we're back together for tomorrow's practice, it'll be great. If not, we'll move forward, so we'll be good.